Today I want to call your attention to 1 Peter chapter 21. We looked at verse 20 yesterday. Verse 21, "Who by him do believe in God that raised him up from the dead." Now I suppose if we looked long and hard, we would not find a more important verse of Scripture than we find in verse 21. And we read it so lightly sometimes, we pass over it so easily and so quickly until we really do not receive the meaning of the Scripture. Let me encourage you to read the Scripture over and over and over again. The way to learn the Bible is read the Bible and just keep reading and keep reading and keep reading. And if you don't understand it, you know it's true, but read on until you find a place that explains it for you. And so as we read this verse, sometimes we miss some of the outstanding truth that is in verse 21. Now, he's just said that Jesus Christ was foreordained before the foundation of the world, and that in these last times, when the time was right, Galatians 4:4, in the fullness of time, Jesus came. So he said in these last times, Jesus has come and was manifested. He was displayed. He was put upon the cross. He was hung between heaven and earth, and he shed his precious blood to make an atonement for those who would believe upon him. Now, who by him do believe in God? Now, that says a whole lot more than we realize it at the first reading and at the first thought. Who by him, that's by Jesus Christ, do believe in God? Now, in other words, let's look at the other side of that picture. If you do not believe in God by Jesus Christ, then you have not been saved. You say, well, preacher, you are counting out an awful lot of people, because there's a lot of people who are good people and good religious people and wonderful groups of people that do a lot of good and believe the Bible and act upon it and that kind of thing, that actually do not believe that Jesus Christ was and is the Son of the living God, that he actually came to earth to die on the cross to save us from our sins, that he is the one, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus the virgin-born son of Mary, Jesus Christ of the Bible, who by him, that's who he's talking about, do believe in God. So there is only one approach to God. Now listen very carefully to me, because some of you people, and maybe not so many who are in my audience, and I'm sure there's some in my audience who believe this way, that they can come to God through some other form of religion. They can come to God through Buddha. They can come to God through Confucius. They can come to God through Muhammad, or they can come to God through some other system than what the Bible presents as the way to be a born-again child of God. The way to get to God is by Jesus Christ. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Now, when Jesus said, "I am the way," he didn't say, "I am one of the ways." One of the greatest errors that's ever been made religiously in the world is the statement that we're all like spokes in a wheel. We're all headed toward the center of the wheel, and it makes no difference where we come from on the rim. We will wind up at the same place at the hub. So whether we believe in some foreign god, whether we believe in some prophet, whether we believe in some other form of religion, a religion of works is certainly a religion of idols. You worship actually that you do to get you to heaven. And they say that it's all right, as long as I believe in God and I'm doing the best I can, then I think I'll make it in. Well, the Bible makes it very clear that you will not make it in. The best you can do is no good. The best you can do will not save you. If the best you can do would save you, then you certainly would have to admit with me that the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, the eternal Son of God, becoming the only begotten Son of God and born of a virgin and suffering the pains of eternal death and the sins of the world on the cross under the judgment of God was all in vain. There was no need for that if you can save yourself. Now, a lot of people make up their mind and say, oh, I know I can't save myself, and I've got to believe on Jesus. But at the same time, you continue listening to preaching, continue to go to places where you are taught that you must do this, or you must do that, or you must act this way, or you must act that way before you can go to heaven. You must join this religion, you must join that religion before you can go to heaven. Well, I'm here to tell you that that is totally, completely, entirely contrary to what the Bible teaches about salvation. The Bible says, who by him, by Jesus Christ, the one that was foreordained before the foundation of the world, and was manifested in these last days to be the Lamb of God without spot and blemish, who could shed his pure, precious blood to make an atonement for your sins. Now that's the only way that you will ever see the kingdom of God. That's the only way that you will ever get into the kingdom of God, who by him do believe in God. Now, here he finishes that statement with one of the greatest truths in Scripture, and the truth, the major truth. Listen carefully. Listen very, very carefully. The major truth in the Bible, presented in the Bible, the very provable truth that's mentioned in the Bible, the outstanding doctrine of the Word of God, is how we know that we are saved by Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, and not by some man's religion. And that is, he was manifest in these last times for you, and God raised him up, verse 21, from the dead. Jesus Christ is the only religious leader that has ever been raised from the dead who is worshiped by people and who is a part of a religion. Now, there have been some who've raised from the dead, Lazarus and others, but they're not out claiming to be God. They're not out starting a new religion. And the cult leaders of your day and mine that start new religions have not been raised from the dead. And that makes a tremendous difference. Jesus Christ is not dead. He is alive. We should not picture Jesus Christ hanging on a cross because he is not hanging on a cross. That was done once in the end of the world for the salvation of the world. There is an empty cross. If you want to use the cross as a symbol or a sign, remember it is an empty cross. Jesus was raised from the dead. The one and only one that was raised from the dead by God to make an atonement for our sins.